Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress, press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Ooh, I am so excited for this episode.
I had so much fun with this guest.
We've had our fair share of celebrities, but this one is quite a big star, too, in his own right.
A shining star. A shooting star. Oh, he is a star. We have Patrick Starr on Los Angeles this lovely Friday. So Sarah and I go way back with Patrick. We've both been covering his career for years at this point. We've both been on press trips with him.
He is like OG, OG as they come, right?
Yes. It's like him and Candy Johnson and Michelle, obviously, all of these influencers that we have been following over the years. But we've had some time together. I mean, usually Sarah and I were the only editors on these trips around the world with a bunch of these influencers. And so we made fast friends with people like Patrick. So we were very...
The ones who didn't think we worked for the brand.
Yeah, the ones that actually asked us our name.
They'd be like, what time is lunch?
Yeah, I'm like, am I your mom? No. Get a grip.
I'll never forget when someone asked you that. Your face.
Maybe it's just because I look like I know what the hell's going on at all times, even though I don't.
That's what it is.
I wanted to be like, you want to tell me? Anyways.
Yeah.
Patrick Simondac is known around the world as Patrick Starr. Patrick is a Filipino-American beauty influencer and content creator, having been filming makeup tutorials since 2013. He currently has 4.4 million subscribers on YouTube, and he's won a Streamy for Best Beauty Channel, which was back in 2017,
Yo.
Has collaborated with celebrities like Kim Kardashian West and Katy Perry, and has partnered with brands like MAC on his own collections. Now he's launched One Size Beauty, which is available exclusively at Sephora and onesizebeauty.com. So Sarah and I have had the opportunity to try, I've only been able to try the two makeup removers.
Yes, I just received his new palette, which I'm really excited to try whenever I have somewhere to go wear makeup too. But what I was going to say is I walked by, there's a new Sephora in Culver City. And it's not open to the public yet, I don't think. But I saw his, like, it's just like a giant poster of his face in like every single window. It was awesome.
I mean, it's pretty incredible. I'm not surprised. People have been like posting pictures of him like when they go to the malls, and you know, Sephora's doing the damn thing with marketing. I mean, when I get on Facebook, I get served a Patrick Starr ad like at least like every time I log on. So yeah, they're really pushing him. We've talked about, you know, his launch before. We talked about when he launched it. We talked about why he launched with makeup removers. I know some people were a little sus, like, why would you launch with makeup removers when you're known for makeup? But I think we have explained this in his story behind, like, why it kind of is like a full circle moment. We wanted to have him on because I think he has a really interesting background that maybe a lot of people haven't cared to know before, or maybe just like didn't think that he might be capable of some of these things. But as we know, Patrick loves to prove people wrong. So
yep,
he is on the show today. We have a really good time. He's so much fun, and he gives some really great advice, and we hope that you enjoy hearing from our little Patty Star. And we will talk to you next Tuesday. Enjoy. With a body, 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 I'm gonna wipe you out. Go off!
Okay, so it is a very special day on Los Angeles because we have the one, the only, Patrick Starr!
Hey! Woo! Yeah! That's right.
We are so, so excited to have you on. We've been wanting to have you on for so long now, but what better time than now? Because we have lots to talk about.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I have known your faces and seen you for years. So I feel like it's just fun to reconnect with you guys because I love you guys both.
Well, thank you. We're so happy for you. We know that you've been working really hard on One Size, and we're definitely going to dive into that. But, you know, Sarah and I have been following your career since the very beginning, and it feels like a really, like, proud mama bear moment to see. We have nothing to do with this, but like getting to see you go from where you started to now having your own brand exclusively at Sephora, it's pretty amazing. So congratulations, P. We are so happy for you.
I will never forget when my mom and my sisters, when we were at the Tatcha event, and they were like begging me to bring them over to you. And then my Filipino mom was like, Patrick, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, Mom, he doesn't care if you're proud of him.
It's a Filipino thing. Let's talk about culture for a second. It's just crazy, even though that my brand and I live in the U.S., it's crazy. I never would have imagined that my visual presence would transcend the borders, you know, of let alone my apartment, let alone the WW dot, you know. So it's just so awesome to see all the Filipino fan love and all of the international love too. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing to me.
We're definitely going to dive into that a little bit later, but you are for sure a global star. So it's amazing.
Let's ask P Star, what's on your face?
Oh my gosh, I have everything. Obviously, One Size on my eyes. I have Fenty hot chocolate on my lips with Dose of Colors. I'm wearing Lancome Tint Idol 24-hour foundation with my drag staple, my Krylon TV paint stick. I have so much on my face. How much time do we have today? If you guys don't know, I have my Benefit brows on today. I have MAC Studio Finish Concealer. I have Too Faced Born This Way Concealer. Contacts. I brushed my teeth this morning with Colgate. Or I'm impressed if you guys are wondering.
What deodorant are you wearing? No, just kidding. Just kidding. No, seriously. Like, you guys obviously can't see Patrick right now, but he is in full glam. And I did my makeup for you. Usually we hop on these calls and Sarah and I look like we just roll out of bed. But I was like, I got to put on red. And Sarah now has a red lip. So we just wanted you to know that we did this for you.
Yay. You guys always look great. So good.
Okay. So Patrick, we know brand names, you know, are obviously very important. And you've said makeup is one size fits all for many years now. So when it came to creating your own brand, was this a natural fit or did it take some time for you to come up with a name?
Oh my gosh. So I'm going to spill some tea really quick. I wanted to call the brand Bogey, which means cute boy in Tagalog. So it's more like a cutie, like, hey, cutie, like Pogi, Pogi, Pogi. So it was to be Pogi Beauty. And realizing that that was taken, I was so devastated. I was like, well, what could it be? And then we just sat and kept thinking. And then, you know, in a matter of weeks, it became one size, OS. And so it's just so hard to come up with a brand. You know, it's a legacy. It's something forever. And I didn't want my name. You know, I wanted to make sure it was by Patrick Starr, one size for everybody. And it just once we got the name, we started to snowball and realize what the brand essence could be. And then shortly after, we didn't even have any brand colors. And I remember more inspo tea. Like I went to a Tatcha event and they had it at a beautiful restaurant and venue, and everything was purple. And I said, how can I be recognizable without having like an actual venue, but a venue that looks branded? And I was inspired by the brand, how Tatcha has purple. And so I looked at my brand and we didn't have any colors. And I went home that night. I was so jet lagged from coming from Japan with Benefit that time. And I remember coming home and I said, you know what? I think we need a brand color. And I sat there for maybe 30 minutes in my bedroom and I was like, what color could we be? And I said, what about red? It's the most boldest color. It's really scary to have a red color. We have the iconic companies like Target and Coca-Cola that are so red. But then I thought about the symbolism of red to one size and to me and what that could be. And I said, red is the first color of the rainbow. Red is the color of love. Everyone looks good in a red lipstick. So if I just paint the town red figuratively, I can do that. And then when I presented it to Sephora, our exclusive retailer, I told them, I said, you know what? I'm glad that I picked the color red because you guys have black and white stripes. And figuratively, I hope to paint your stripes more colorful, starting with the color red into a rainbow. So to add a little bit more flavor. And so since then, it's kind of been this symbolic representation of what red means to us and the brand. So you'll see red and pink, which is totally about that. And that is just one size. I think the world could use a little bit more love. The beauty community could use a little bit more love. And so that's why you see pink and red all day, every day.
It looks great. It feels very right and on brand for you. So so we did notice, actually, well, when I picked up the mist, I saw Pogi Beauty and I was like, oh my God, Kirby, yes. Do you know what Pogi Beauty means? She was like, no. So I explained it to her and I thought it was so, so cute. Yes. I'm glad that you guys at least did Pogi Beauty LLC. But yes. Obviously you're Filipino, you're very proud of your heritage. You know, you talk about it all the time and, you incorporated it into the brand in some way, which is really amazing. But can you talk about maybe your Filipino beauty influences growing up and maybe even now and how that's shaped the work that you're doing today?
I feel so comfortable talking to you guys, by the way, because it's just like, I've known y'all. I've been to freaking all over the world with fucking Kirby. Like, we hit it off back then. So it's just like, I feel like I'm just talking to like my good old roommate or girlfriend, because we've kicked it. So for those of you listening, me and Kirby fucking good. Kick it. Like, we chat, we sit at the bar, we'll talk about life. And you know, although you're an editor and stuff, it's just like you have this aura about you, and we've done, you know, a bunch of work together, so it's really nice just catching up. But with in regards to growing up Filipino, I grew up in this community called Bayanihan, which means community. And it's so crazy because it was this Filipino organization in Orlando that we did dances, we did food, we did Filipino Independence Day, and it was just a community And although we were this new Filipino family, the Bayanihan community accepted us as newbies in this community to just be a part of this culture. And it was important for my parents to see their kids grow up and dance and eat the food and make the food. And that's what Bayanihan is. And so, and where I take that today through my work as an influencer, through my work as an entrepreneur, through my work as an influencer, community has always been first for me. So when I talk about developing the brand, you know, to my own team, I said, I want to be social first. I want to be very community driven. And it's so funny because I don't know if it's because of my growing up in my adolescence as a bullied kid that I rely on community, because it's almost like validation for me that I am worthy. And I've realized this past year that my insecurities of feeling unworthy or being overweight or not the beauty standard and being bald and being this beauty person, I still have imposter syndrome, but I realize I've taken my insecurities and now created them into my strengths, because it drives me to be a better and smarter and harder worker, because I always feel like I have something to prove. It's always that little chubby fat kid, like, I want to prove to them that I'm worthy. And so that's why I rely on community. So if you look at my peers, you know, I have my influencers, and if you look at my celebrity collaborations, it's so diverse. I have Miss Universe to pop star Katy Perry to Kim Kardashian to supermodel Naomi Campbell, and I'm like, how did I get to this point? But it's because I always wanted to appease them and for them to see who I am and what I stand for because of my insecurities. And here I am with the most popular girls, not at school, but of the world, you know, wanting to be with me on camera and to collaborate and have tea with me, or just to have a conversation. So I guess all encompassing, being Filipino and growing up as a family community person, it's been my, I guess, one of my greatest strengths thus far.
Okay, so I love that you touched on all of the collaborations that you've done, because one thing that I personally admire about you is your work ethic. I feel like if you spot it, you got it. So when we first met, I'm like, okay, we connect because we have a similar work ethic. Sarah and I connected because we have a similar work ethic. And the things that we want to do in life are bigger than our wildest dreams. And so one thing that I think that you have been so, so smart about is who you partner with and who you collaborate with. I talk about this a lot when I get asked about influencer culture and content creators, but I always bring you up as an example, because you were very strategic to partner with MAC when you did. You were very strategic to not just be doing nonstop collaborations with other YouTube influencers, which, you know, some people that may be watching you already watch the people that you're collaborating with and vice versa. You're not really diversifying your audience. Instead, you said, no, I want to use my skills as a makeup artist to actually do makeup on these big people like Katy Perry, like Kim Kardashian. So I have to ask, you have such high standards. Have you ever felt like your high standards held you back? And if so, was there ever a moment where you're like, okay, this is why I waited and I didn't do this one thing? Or it took so long, but I finally got there and I'm really glad I did have those standards.
You know what? It takes more than one person, you know, on my team. And I think just understanding, learning about business growing up, I've always had higher standards. And when I started YouTube, this is what it was. I understood to be a good person, you have to understand your weaknesses and what you're not good at. And so to make these executive high roller decisions from a business standpoint and a strategic standpoint, I always admit first. I'm always the first and the quickest to admit, like, I don't know. So in regards to making those high standard questions or to find the answers for those questions, I defer to either my manager or my publicist or my brother Peter or my executive producer Fabian, you know, to make sure that I'm making the right decision for me. Because again, I'm insecure. There's imposter syndrome. I don't know if this is for me. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, we have to admit that we don't know it all. And I've learned this from a bunch of entrepreneurs. Like, even I remember I met Jamie Kern Lima at Soho House at a Lancome event. And I was so taken aback by her presence and her aura. And I remember I had just started to build One Size. And I was so scared of building an organization with people that I didn't know or that I had to entrust with my partners for the brand. And I asked her, I said, Jamie, what is your advice for building a great team? How do you find trust? How do you find grit? And she goes, Patrick, I have had faith. And that's all that I can do. I go to bed, I pray, I have faith. This is something that works for me. And you have to trust your gut. And so growing up Filipino and Catholic, I really resonated with her on that level. But also to rely on my community, my family, my friends to make these decisions. And it's, you know, it's been so crazy. But in to answer your question, I think in any instance that has held me back in a way, I don't think so. Also, you have to just kind of like jump and fly at the same time. That's a part of the risk and reward. So, but I mean, so far so good. I'm happy.
So Patrick, it is, you know, no surprise, no secret, I should say. There are tons of influencers launching their own brands, and they have been for, you know, the past few years. But you have, you know, had this specific experience collaborating with MAC, and you know, you've had such successful collections with them. What did you learn from that experience, and how did that help you launch One Size?
Oh my gosh, I'm so first of all, I'm so honored to have worked with such a large Estee Lauder brand like MAC Cosmetics because I've worked there. But from that experience, having collaborated, the collaboration was 1 year long, from December 2017 to the end of 2018. And I was to curate 5 collections. Now, if I put that into perspective in beauty, it's not like you can just run it through like a copy machine and print it like ink on paper. Like, you have to work ahead. So in terms of building a large business, you know, part of the business for MAC, 5 collections worth, internationally, we're talking about global distribution to launch at the same time in tandem. We worked way ahead. So we shot the photo shoots a year ahead. We did the content a year ahead. I made the decisions a year and a half ahead, because we had to make sure that our suppliers and, you know, all of the back end stuff, distribution, packaging, printing, legal, like, is this name even available for use? And I had to work ahead. Now, in developing One Size and having our amazing exclusive retailer, Sephora, you know, I want to make sure I'm making the right decisions for their consumer, my consumer, working ahead. So, I mean, this is no secret. I'm already up in 2022. This is how we're in 2020, you know, so that's how far I'm working. And it's much more easy for me to have grasped this now because I've had that kind of conditioning and experience from my previous collaboration, and I owe that to my collaboration with MAC.
Is there anything that you want to, obviously you had a very positive experience and you learned so much, but is there anything you want to avoid from that experience? Or want to do differently?
To do differently? Well, the thing is, it was just a collaboration. So it was a bunch of color. And, you know, it was eyeshadows, lipsticks, kits. Now, with One Size, I have an opportunity to actually build a face. So we're talking complexion, we're talking color, we're talking everything. You know, I launched with a makeup remover. Like, what brand would have collaborated with me for a makeup remover? You know, so I have an opportunity here not to just sell a fantasy, but to tell a story. And I just thought of it just now. There's a difference between selling and telling. You know, so to think about what I'm able to tell with my platform, I kind of had to fit within the MAC, you know, guardrails of what I wanted to envision for that. And now I feel like I'm busting out of the seams of what I want to create and what story we have and the unique opportunity we have, in particular to this current time of quarantine and COVID realness and making a brand during this pandemic, which is so crazy, and also a brand that is social first. So I think we have a unique opportunity because we don't have a brick and mortar business like MAC does in stores to engage in a completely different way. So under to see that I have been digitally native is kind of so cool, because we're just going to amplify the same freaking way that I have been for the past, what, 7 years.
Is there anything we won't see from One Size? We know that you launched with the makeup removers. Obviously, you're going into color. But is there anything that you personally are not a fan of that we will just never see from the brand?
I don't want to say no, but I can confidently say hair, because I have none, I guess. I don't have any hair. I mean, if you're looking for shampoo, I mean, I can defer you to my friend Jen Atkin, but right now, the owner of Way, but yeah, not right now. But I love beauty so much, from skin to lashes, to everything, to makeup. So yeah.
So you have touched on, you know, having imposter syndrome a few times now during our conversation. We can't imagine like what your notifications on your phone look like at any given point, all of the different brands and just people who are reaching out to you and want to work with you, but also just like all of the people out there commenting, just unsolicited comments, and you're just subject to public scrutiny. And how has that affected your mental health? Like, what are you doing actively to maybe keep yourself grounded and sane?
Oh my gosh. I think just being able to switch from Patrick Star to Patrick. It's so funny, on Disney Plus, I've been watching Hannah Montana recently, and I don't know if it's because I could relate with Hannah and the Miley for me, because that's literally what it is. And so when I watch that show or understand that type of format or vibe of that character as a character study, you know, she has her family, she has her Lily, like her best friend, she has like her go-tos as Miley, and she has her go-tos as Hannah. And so for me, I have who I know I can go to for my humility check, my humble checks, which are my best friends that I FaceTime every morning, every day. And then I sit in glam, and I kind of, it's almost like I transition or transform into Patrick Star during this makeup process. But I think knowing when to turn it on and off, I think is really important to me. But it's kind of more literal and figurative. When I have my turban on, it's like Patrick Star. And when it's kind of like Patrick and no makeup, I can literally be myself. But most importantly, I have to kind of like toggle between the two to make sure I am sane, because sometimes my brain won't shut off as Patrick Star. Just because I'm just thinking about the brand all the time right now. Like, I'm creating all the music originally. Like, all of the music that we're gonna come out with is me. I'm recording on my iPhone like sound bites. So I'm not just creating makeup, I'm creating a vibe. I'm literally just making it like my latest visionary commercial. It's my voice, and it's the beat that I've co-produced with my producer Joella. So it's cool and it's insane, but I think that's the hardest part about being a personality and being on social media, is balancing both.
I think it would be an understatement to say you have many talents, but I think a lot of people don't realize that you obviously have an eye for photography, but you were a photographer prior to all this. And you also are an accomplished pianist, right? Like, you played piano.
Right.
How have those things contributed to either your work ethic, or how do you incorporate like what you learned from both of those, you know, hobby and jobs to what you're doing right now?
Literally, I just love learning. I love a process. I love taking something and making it into something. So like you said, I studied classical piano since I was 4. And then I studied at the University of Central Florida when I was 15 years old. And then I started teaching piano just for side hustle money when I was 16, 17, and 18 while I was in college. And it's crazy just understanding, like, working with people, teaching people, working as a community, making sure. And also, too, if you think that I was a freelance photographer back then, I was doing quinceañeras, I was doing weddings, I was doing maternity shoots, I was doing headshots. To understand, as Patrick, I'm so obsessed with legitimizing myself. Again, because I grew up insecure. Like, how can I be be this credible source or this person. Because, you know, being Filipino, like, you need a diploma, you need a degree, you need a good job, you need, like, I've always, like, have vied for that credibility aspect. On social media, we don't have that. Yes, we have a blue check of verification, but what the hell does that mean for us? So in freelancing as a photographer and as a pianist, I think for me, in speaking to my business and speaking about the business and to other people, I always aspired to sound legit too. So in regards to my freelance and booking and following up and developing emails and developing conversations, it's always been a thing for me to sound legit and proper and formal. And I think I've done that thus far. I think through my interviews and through even teaching and doing masterclasses on how to even talk to my own team, that's something that you have to learn over time. Because I remember watching people on TV like, oh my God, how do they sound so like professional? Like I want to sound, I felt like so dumb, you know, I felt like so silly, you know? But over the years, I think I've been able to develop this kind of voice for me as a business person and as an entertainer.
You went to college young.
Well, no. I studied privately at the like piano lessons at 15 while I was still in high school. Sorry to clarify. I'm not a child genius prodigy, no way.
Got it.
But while I was in high school, I studied classical piano, like dual enrollment while I was during high school. So during my junior and senior year, I was also studying classical piano at the college too.
I love that. Okay, so this is just a random question, but I got a few DMs and we said that you were going to be on the podcast. And I was just curious, like, I think people want to know, like, inside influencer world, like, do all of the big top influencers have just like this gigantic text message group that they're all just like sending stuff to on the daily? Like, or is it like you and Jackie and Desi, like constantly just messaging each other? Or like, how do you guys keep in touch? Because I know Jackie supports you. You support Jackie. Same with Desi. Like, y'all are all tight. So, you know, how do you guys keep in touch? I know now, especially because there's not many events, mm-hmm. but.
Yeah, definitely through DMs, through voice messages, through FaceTime. I literally last night FaceTimed Nikki Tutorials for like 2 hours. Like, we were just like just catching up, and I was she was reacting to my Instagram stories. I was talking about my new collection, and she's like, when do I get it? And I was like, FaceTime me. We ended up just talking for 2 hours, and she was showing me her studio, and it was so fun. And even Jackie, when she sent me this huge bouquet to congratulate me on the brand, I FaceTimed her right away. We're literally in just our homes, and she was, you know, just giving me the 411 on what's going on with her. The other day I FaceTimed Mac Daddy and talked about Sephora and launching the brand and being a Sephora sister now with him. And the other day I talked to Kristen Dominique. I FaceTimed Nikita literally this morning. It's just so crazy. Like I think for me, I can only speak to my own experiences, but I just love communicating with people. And I think that stems from me growing up in a very social world. You know, I was teaching piano, I was in marching band, I was in photography. So I was used to this communication and community of like interacting with people. And I just continue that just through FaceTime and social. For James's collab video, though, we were all in a FaceTime. It was like me, Louie, Nikki, Manny.
Mikey.
We were all in like a group chat, like wondering what to do because James was so particular and like how we film and what who's going to be what color. I want to do a rainbow. And I'm like, oh, damn, here we go. So, but that was so fun. That was so fun. Yeah.
That was a great video. I did enjoy that one. It was really good.
Thank you.
Okay. We want to talk about One Size. Obviously, that's why you're here. And we want to pick your brain. We want to be inside your head. What was the thinking behind launching with the makeup remover wipes and the dissolving mist? And then we want to talk about the Visionary Collection too. Like, what's the process here?
I knew we were in a very oversaturated world. And I was like, well, I kind of want to like come in different. I know a lot of people were confused or excited about me launching makeup removers, but I wear so much makeup that I just wanted a, you know, I had all these cleansing balms and these wipes and micellar water, and I noticed it would just get in my hands and in my fingers and in my eye, and I wear contacts. And so I was like, what's a hands-free way that I don't have to touch my face and get all, it would get all over my sink. It would drip down my elbows and be on my white countertop. And I would just be like, oh my gosh, like what's a hands-free way? So I was like, let me create this continuous mist, almost like a setting spray, but it like breaks down your makeup and these large wipes, because I use like 2 to 4 wipes. And I just thought of the drag queen. I was like, what can I do for my community? And that's what I came up with, Go Off. And Go Off was inspired by my manager having asked me to remove my makeup once upon a time to now come out with makeup removers. So I thought it would be a beautiful way to tell a story and come back with success and launching my own brand with makeup removers. So
Kirby and I both love that mist.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, like, normally I'm not a makeup wipe girl, Patrick. Only maybe when I know I'm gonna be on camera and I'm wearing a lot of makeup, I'll pull out a makeup wipe first. But we were cracking up. We talked about this on a previous episode, how big they are. And you were like, they're 8 inches. Mm-hmm. And we just started dying laughing on that Zoom call. Yes. So I like that there's some, you infuse some playfulness into this. Like, it's makeup. It's supposed to be fun and creative and not so serious. And I love that with the mist, you literally just spray it on. I used it last night, actually, and I freaking love how it feels afterwards. Usually with, you know, aerosol sprays, they're loaded with alcohol. So they, you know, dry really quickly and then they make your face really tight. Obviously, this is infused with like the jojoba oil and the rosehip oil and stuff. And it takes off mascara like nobody's business. So kudos to you, because I think it's
I think,
you know, like you said, a lot of people were excited about you launching with something so different. Some people were like, wait, Patrick Starr, why would he launch with something to take off your makeup? You know, but I think it also goes back to like the challenges that you forgive me because I can't remember the name. Oh, the Power of Makeup Challenge. I remember maybe it's still your YouTube photo or it was many years ago.
Yes.
The half face.
The half.
And I think for a long time, people were like, your name was synonymous with that photo and seeing how makeup is transformative. So, you know, when people ask me like, oh, it's so interesting, why did he launch with this? I'm like, well, there's the story about when he worked at MAC, but also it really is on brand for who he is and what he's been doing for the past 7 or 8 years. So
thank you. It's so funny just having watched people use it. It's the mist is so fine, but so effective. People are like spraying it and like reviews and they're like, oh my God, I think mine's broken. Nothing is coming out. And then they spray. They're like, oh my God, I put on too much. Oh, it's melting my face. Oh my God, it's melting my face. And then they like reach for the wipe like Velma looking for her glasses and Scooby-Doo. Like jinkies. Like I have gone way, way too much. It's just so hilarious because like I put so much love in that and I hope people love it. And you can use the mist by itself. You can use the wipes by itself. It's just, it's a system for me. And I remember building the brand and they said, you have to put it. It was so funny. It was almost like going to Harry Potter school, Hogwarts. It, like, reach deep inside yourself, Patrick, and find your power. And literally, that was literally me. And I'm like, I can't find my Wingardium Leviosa. I can't find my power. Flick your wrist, Patrick, and you will find the power. Literally, that was me. And it was a lot of, like, you know, all those movies about like X-Men or like Harry Potter, like, or just finding your own strength within you. That was literally me creating this brand. So when you look at the logo, the O and the slash and the S, I told my design team, I said, I want a chubby, fierce logo. So you'll see the chubby O and the chubby S and the chubby slash. And I feel like that's in the DNA. And then when you think about Go Off, like, you know, literally and figuratively, like, Go Off, sis, you know, it's a play on kitchen class too. And that's what I've embedded in the brand too, in terms of like the naming. And even with our, you know, eyeliners and the eyeshadows, the naming is just so fun. So throughout building this brand, and I'm so excited for you guys to see what's coming up next year, there's just so much fun and pizzazz, I think, in regards to the naming and the performance of the products too. So
can we talk about this eyeshadow palette and the liners? What went into that? Like, how did you pick the shades and the names? It's such a beautiful palette. I mean, it's not, I'm just looking at a photo of it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You guys should be getting yours soon. This is another Nutri palette for everyone listening, but for one size, I wanted something that was one size fits all. That was my all day, every day. So I have been wearing this on the red carpet on different celebrities for the past, you know, a year and a half. And these are shout outs that I all love. But in some of the names, I'll just shout them out. We have Manila Sands. We have Mango. Shout out to the Philippines and a little bit of my culture. We have this beautiful transition color, Taupe of My Game. Again, a play on words. We have Soft Serve, which all the girls love to do. And we have Booked, because the girls love getting booked, you know, especially during this time, ma'am. And we have Everything, which is the center of the palette. I have Matcha, which is this beautiful matcha color. We have an olive shimmer called I Love It, or All of It, and a play on words. And then the deepest blackest shade called Turban Legend, with my little emoji right here.
Oh my God, I love that.
And it's a really fun palette that you can use and everyone can use. And the shadows are so gorgeous. Literally, I could hit pan on every single shadow. And it's something that I envision using on my mom and using on my future collaborations and on me and on everyone. And I thought it was very important to tell a story that was true to me and what I use as the founder and creator of this brand, One Size.
What else can we expect from you this year? Are you able to give any hints or any little teases? And it doesn't have to be about One Size.
I mean, more like a bunch more content. I mean, I have nothing else to do. I mean, I was talking to Nikita this morning and dropped her a sickening idea. So you guys can stay tuned for that. I think continuing to shift the beauty industry into a positive space, you know, that is free and available for everyone to join. I think once upon a time there was this dissonance between what was industry and standard versus what was Instagram makeup artist. But we're starting to see that merge with the power of social media and quarantine. So me continuing to make room for everyone through my agency, The Beauty Coop, where I manage talent, to continue to give them opportunities and deals as influencers to celebrate talent, to celebrate artists. I was just talking to Melissa this morning, who's Carrie Underwood's makeup artist. Like, who you would never think. And she introduced me to Carrie Underwood at the AMAs. And she's like, Carrie comes up to me, oh my God, she's been talking about you nonstop backstage. So excited to meet you. I'm like, oh,
Oh my God, Carrie Underwood.
But again, like, just going back to the community and reaching out to the people that inspire me, that have a voice for One Size, and to operate through kindness, that's very much what I have in store. I have, you know, more launches to come. It's going to be very, very, very exciting. But again, I think just to work on my social media and continue to create a space that is positive for every single age and person out there is my purpose, I feel, in this point in my life.
Awesome. Patrick, thank you so much. It was nice to see you. Yes. Just for a few minutes.
I also am feeling so inspired after that.
I know. Hell yeah. Thank you for being a bright spot in our day.
Oh, thank you. I love listening to you guys. It's always so fun. You're so sweet. And there's makeup and there's storytelling, and it's just always a good girl time.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete. And
well, you can come back anytime.
Literally anytime. And one of these days, I'm going to get you to do my makeup, because I need a glam makeover. So can you help me out, please? When it's allowed. When it's allowed. I just want like a full P-Star glam on this face.
Yes.
And maybe my body.
I'll get a stylist. I'll get hair. I'll do your makeup. Like, I don't do just the makeup. I love to do it all. Like,
you know,
we will give you the ultimate transformation.
Be my fairy glam mother, please, please.
Of course. Your fairy gay mother.
Sarah and I will just come bother you. You and Peter.
Of course.
Fabian.
Yes, we're here.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Gloss Angeles. You can pick up One Size at Sephora right now. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Gloss Angeles Pod. Visit our new website, glossangelespod.com. Send us a message there and take a look at all of our past episodes if you've missed any. And we'll see you next week. Woohoo! Feel it out. Talk to the hand. Don't be mad, bitch, that you don't got a crown. I'm on my way up and you're going down. Gonna make my way through.
to the floor. I'm the girl you can't ignore. With a body, oddy, oddy, I'm gonna wipe you out, go off. Gonna make my way to the floor. I'm the girl you can't ignore. With a body, oddy, oddy, I'm gonna wipe you out, go off.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.